It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in the studio, I have Patsy Stoddard. She is with the Emery County Business Chamber, and they've got an event coming up. It's Beat the Winter Blues. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to have booths and food vendors and all kinds of stuff, a raffle, a silent auction. Great, great things going on over there. Patsy, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about the Beat the Winter Blues event. This is now, you said, the second year you've done this, correct?
Yes, this will be our second time of having the Beat the Winter Blues Festival. It's going to be on February 21st from 4 to 8 p.m. on the Friday, and February 22nd from 10 till 3. And we have prizes. We're going to have a raffle for prizes and a silent auction fundraiser, and the money from the fundraiser will go to the Reach Up Suicide Prevention Group. The event is sponsored by the Emery County Business Chamber along with Castle View Hospital, and Castle View Hospital is going to bring a wellness tent. There will be a number of services there. You'll be able to have your blood pressure checked, you know, and you'll get the finger prick and all of those kind of things. And also there's going to be like a ladies wellness component to that. And also they're trying to have a massage therapist come in. So just a number of things in our wellness tent. And we also have a cornhole tournament planned, a putting contest, and we have several vendors signed up. And another component to our event is the indoor yard sale. We want someone that isn't typically a vendor, you know, to go through the house, the garage, or whatever, you know, and check out some of your items that you might have that might fit well into an indoor yard sale, and bring those along with you. And then on the Friday night, we're also having a free skate night. You'll pick up your skates there at the rec center, and then the Castle Del City has a giant skating pond there, and you'll be able to skate for free that night. And also on the Friday night, we'll be having free hot dogs from 5 till 6. And then on the Saturday, we'll be having free hot dogs again from 12 until 1. And if you want to become a vendor, it's $25, and then our junior vendors are $20. And we're also having a barbecue contest, and that's between the Emery County Sheriff's Office and the Carbon County Sheriff's Office. And also anyone can enter that. You know, if you think your barbecue is better than the Sheriff's Office guys, then go ahead and bring your barbecue, and that will be judged on Saturday at noon. And that will be judged by the Emery County Commissioners and the elected officials. So we're really excited about that, and we're also excited about, we have Lee Jeffs is coming, and he's going to do a hayride for the children, and that's between 11 and 1 on Saturday. And so that's one of the other events that we're having. So we're really excited about everything that's going on. And we have the entertainment starting Friday night. We have the Encore Dance Group. We have the Showtime Dance Group. We have Lorraine's Studio Gym Tumblers. We have the Miss Emery Royalty. And then on Saturday, we have another dancing group. And then that's when we have the golf putting contest. And we also have kids games beginning at 11:30 on Saturday. And that's sponsored by the PACT group from Green River. And the Castle View Hospital, they are the ones that are supplying the free hot dogs. And then we're having swag bags for the first 100 people through the door on each of the days. So we're excited about that, and there's going to be a number of items in those swag bags. So we really just want everyone to come out and enjoy this time with us, and just, you know, get out of your house and just beat the winter blues with us in Castledale on February 21st and 22nd.
Well, and it sounds like an action-packed event. You've got plenty of things going on there. Let's talk about the Emery County Business Chamber and what their function is and what they do over there.
Okay, the Emery County Business Chamber is a group of businesses that we have all gotten together and just pooled together our resources, and we promote business within Emery County. And it's very important to shop local, you know, with our local economies, you know, being a little bit down these days. And if we keep our dollars in our county, in Emery County, then it's going to really help our businesses. So we've encouraged everyone to shop local, and we also have events every other month called the Lunch and Learn, and during those Lunch and Learns, we have various educational activities to promote our businesses. And this last, in January, we had the Airbnb experiences, and we just taught our people about how to open an Airbnb, how to have an Airbnb experience, which is a little bit different than, you know, just having an Airbnb. So when you do an experience, then you could like do horseback riding or tours on the desert or cooking classes, just anything. It's just a lot of different things that you could choose for an Airbnb. And so we chose that topic and we promoted that for our Lunch and Learn that day. And then also upcoming in March, we have our Emory County Business Chamber Banquet, and that's coming up on the 18th of March. And we're really excited about that. And on that night, we install our new board members, and we also have an awards banquet. And for the awards banquet, then we pick various businesses throughout our Emory County community that have gone above and beyond. And we have, like, the Big Business of the Year, Small Business of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year, Tourism-Based Business of the Year, and a Customer Service Award. And we give out those awards to our businesses. And so we bring the businesses to our installation banquet, and that's one component of it. And we're also having a super great meal, and it's Asian food, and it's going to be catered by Fatty's. And Fatty's is one of our Emory County business success stories. They're also opening a new restaurant over here in Carbon County. So we're really excited that Fatty's is expanding. And so they will be our caterer that night at the March banquet. And we're having our Casino Royale night that same night. We'll be playing blackjack, bingo, roulette, and left, right, center. Those are just our casino games. And the funds raised from those games will go to our suicide prevention group. And we also want everyone to know about that. And if you'd like to sign up to come to that, it's $25. And, you know, which for the food that Fatty's prepares is just a small price. And so we're really excited about our banquet that's coming up. And we really want to honor our businesses. We're excited about the businesses we have in Emory County. And we're excited that they are expanding and growing. And we want to recognize them because we have several super great businesses in Emory County. And we just want everyone to know how awesome they are. We encourage everyone to visit our local businesses. And that's what our chamber is all about, is just, you know, getting into your local businesses and supporting our people, because our local businesses are the ones that are hit up when it's time, you know, for cheer camp or basketball teams or baseball teams or everything. Those are the businesses that donate back to our communities. And so we really want everyone to support our local businesses. You just can't imagine how much it contributes to your community when you shop in your community.
Okay, that's Patsy Stoddard with the Emory County Business Chamber. A lot of things going on over there. If anybody has any questions or wants some more information on these things, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can email me at stoddardpatsy@gmail.com, or they can call me 435-749-9025.
Okay, and you're also looking for vendors for the Winter Blues Festival, correct?
Yes, we have several vendors already signed up, but we would love for anyone that wants to, you know, to come ahead and join us. You know, any kind of vendors, we're not too fussy, you know, just anybody that has anything. We're excited about the vendors that we already have. We have both of the health departments, and we have the Cassaview Hospital, you know, with their wellness tent that I talked about. We have the Joes Valley Bouldering Festival. We have Forbidden Fruit. We have Creative Floral and Messy Treasures. We just have a lot of different vendors that are signed up, along with, you know, some nonprofit groups that are going to be there. So, and two clothing booths that are going to be there, and an ice cream truck. So we're just excited about everything that we have coming to that festival.
But there's always room for more, and if you're interested, you can contact Patsy at 435-749-9025, correct?
Yes.
All right, Patsy, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Now, for more information on this and other KOAL Castle Country Focus interviews, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.